Just one point of comment that the Sepsis 3 team was stressed, and that is that sepsis doesn't always progress from I'm sick, I'm a little bit more sick, I'm getting more sick, I'm starting to have some evidence of hypoperfusion, I'm getting a little bit of organ failure, now I have a lot of organ failure. Sometimes there isn't that obvious, we're watching them do that. Sometimes they just very rapidly jump right to really severe state. Sometimes when we first see them, they're already at multiple organ failure. And one of the reasons they wanted to stress the SOFA is that, you know, sometimes you don't have to sequentially watch them progress. They're just right away, you know, they're really, really ill. But nevertheless, there are people that do progress and go through, you know, and progressively become more ill. And to your point, in terms of recognizing that they're getting more ill and acting, you shouldn't wait until they have multi-organ failure. I do think it's acceptable to wait and actually say, okay, yes, we have confirmed this guy has sepsis. And you don't write that or define that until they do meet SOFA criteria. I think that's fine. The key is still recognizing the stages before them that they're, before that, that they're important and treating earlier. So, you know, that's the most important thing. Don't lose sight of that.